Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear brethren, today we have our day, which is always a week before the Christmas or Nativity of the Lord, and in this holiday we're celebrating not only the forefathers but also the Saint Prophet Daniel and the three children. These saints of the Old Testament, they were relations to the Mother of God. They were truly fighting for their faith. And Saint Daniel, of course, was at the time of the Nebuchadnezzar, who was a then in the ruler, the king, and he had made all kinds of rules, and one of them was to bow down before an idol, and of course, and it was told that those who with next 30 days, if they're not allowed to bow down or ask anybody anything except the king, the emperor. And well, of course, they set up Prophet Daniel. Before that, he had been made himself known to the emperor because he came and told him about a dream that he did not remember what kind of dream it was, and he's gotten quite mad over it. And what he did, he has told that he's going to execute all the wise people in his country. And there were the priests, pagan priests, and all kinds of warlocks, and learned people, because no one could tell him about the dream that he had, for he did not remember. So, and of course, when Prophet Daniel heard about it with his three friends, he talked to them and said, let's pray and ask God to reveal that dream. And God revealed, after the prayer, God revealed to him the dream. He had a dream himself, the same one that the Nebuchadnezzar had. So he went to him and he told him, I will explain to you the dream that you had and tell you what it means. And he saw a big giant statue with a head of gold, golden head, and the chest was made out of silver, and the part legs were made out of the belly or something made out of the copper, and part of the legs were made out of steel, and some out of clay. And he saw in the dream that a big rock came off from a mountain and rolled over and knocked down the statue, and it all just crumbled to nothing. And this rock then took over the whole world, covered the whole world. And so King was explained that the golden head of that statue was himself in his ruling the country. And down the line he explained everything, and he made him to be his right hand man. And but then, of course, jealousy sprang up, and so then they wanted to have him to be destroyed. And he was put in once to the lion, and the lion didn't do anything to him. And the next day the king came and he glorified God. And then another occasion was where he was seen bowing down 3 times a day to the Lord. His windows were facing towards the Jerusalem. And he was betrayed, of course, was set up to have him destroyed. And he was put in the with the lions for a whole 7 days. And of course, the king comes over there after 7 days, and this is when he saw him being alive, and the lions didn't tell him. He glorified God again and released him. And through those people that actually the ones wanted to get rid of him, and the lions ate him right up. And the children were told that they had to bow down to idols, and but they did not do it. They said they would not do it. And then the king said, "All right, we're going to put you in the oven, and the oven make it 7 times hotter than it usually is." And after they made that, they threw in the 3 children in there, but they were tied up. But the chains came off them, and the people saw that they were walking around in the oven singing, and there was another person there. And when the emperor came and saw it himself, then he said, "Must be Son of God. It looks like Son of God was there with them." And they called him, the children, out, and they came out absolutely not being harmed, not even the dress, the clothes or the hair wasn't even smelling from fire. So it was a great miracle. And a great miracle that made the emperor then to believe in the true God. What is happening today? What is happening to us? We are losing faith. All these prophets, we had the service yesterday that the ancestors of the Theotokos and all the prophets, they were recalled in yesterday's service. They all had one thing in common. They believed in the coming of Christ. They believed in the coming of the Savior. And they have fulfilled the laws of Moses as much as they could. And most of them actually were killed. Well, there are some exceptions. Elijah, as you know, was taken up in a chariot, in a fiery chariot to heaven, and Enoch was taken up to heaven alive, but many of them were destroyed, including the prophet Daniel and the 3 children. They were beheaded. They were beheaded, and but their bodies, an angel came down and put the heads back to the bodies, and took all their bodies away, so that they were supposed to be laying there for the animals to devour. But the angel took the bodies and brought it to a mountain, and where he covered them with a stone. And then the tradition is that it is written in the lives of the saints is when the Lord had died on the cross, there were many people resurrected, and they came to see, appeared to the people living in Jerusalem. And three children with the prophet Daniel, they were among those that were also resurrected. And that was 400 years later. And the Lord made that miracle so that we will not have any doubts about the resurrection of everybody. And my beloved, the problem is that now people seem to have totally focused on the things of the earth, and they're not interested in the kingdom of heaven. And most of the people do not live in such a way as if they're preparing for the kingdom of heaven. They're living in such a way as to they think that they're going to live here forever. And of course they all know that this is not true. They come to a certain age and then they start to fall apart. They're with all kinds of sicknesses, and finally they're put into beds and they depart from this life. But if we don't believe that there is a life after and that there is going to be resurrection, and then our love is not real for the Lord. Because if we loved the Lord, then we would be, as it says in the Creed, and we are waiting for His coming and the resurrection of the dead. We're waiting for that. We're expecting. We're living in such a way that we want to be meeting the Lord and be placed on the right side. But why is it? Why is it that we are not seem to be concentrating on our soul and purifying ourselves so that we will be the lodging of the Holy Spirit? And the apostle today, that's what they said, that we have to purify ourselves, and so that we will be the temples of the Holy Spirit. And the Saint Seraphim and all the saints, of course, they have done it, and they have purified themselves, and they become saints. And we have to follow their example. But if you start to say that I'm going to follow a certain saint in example, this is not real, Father. People can't do that. And yet St. Paul says that he is following after Christ, and he wants us to follow after him. And he made that statement that we're to do that. And then the Lord gives us strength. But the main thing is we must stop being focused on this earth. And today, of course, it's so much more difficult than it was centuries ago. Today we have entertainment right at our hands all the time, and the entertainment radios or televisions or now internets and all those things, and we're being taken away from our focusing on the Lord and on the love of the Lord. And we're actually going back into the times of the spirit of the paganism, where we're making idols. Everybody is creating idols, and if not from of idols of money or fame, then idols out of their bodies. And that seemed to be, we're catering into our, serving our idols and our passions, and all that is something that, of course, we should not do, my beloved. We have to try to become seriously involved in searching for our Lord and crying out to Him, and try to do those things like the prophet did, that three times a day he would cry out to the Lord and pray to Him. Well, we should try to do that. You know, we're trying to do it twice. Well, maybe we could do three times. But main thing, now we have very little time left before the nativity of the Lord, and then so it's going to be stricter fasting, and the 5 days before the actual Christmas, let's try to make the best of it, and to really work on ourselves very hard, so that we'll be able to purify our heart, and so that the Lord will be able to come there, as He was put in the manger by the Theotokos, that He would come in our heart, that we would receive the holy gifts the holy body and blood of the Lord, and that he could make his abode in us with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And that's what it's all about. And that's where we get our strength, and the love starts to grow more and more. But you, by now, we've heard so many sermons, and we know that there is no way that we can say that we love our Lord and have grudges and not love our neighbors. We have to learn to love also our neighbors, whoever they may be. It may be members of the family, or it may be somebody outside, but it's mainly it's the people that are in trouble. We have to learn what the Lord wants us to do, and this is to be able to rejoice with those who rejoice and to suffer with those who suffer. But most of the people don't, and they are nowadays, don't even know what the real joy is. That the real joy is the union with the Lord, and the joy of his presence, and of his mercy, and his love, his embrace. This is what makes us joyful, but most people don't understand that. But we have to try to pray harder, and we have to pray harder for everybody, so that the Lord will enlighten the people and bring them to pay attention to him. He has made everything, created everything with such a love and such a beauty, and sustains everything, and then of course including us. But and he wants our love, but he will not force himself on us, and we have to draw towards him. He's knocking at our heart all the time, but he's not forcing to come in. But many times our heart is taken over by the enemy of the Lord. And again, he has no right to come in unless we invite him, unless we allow him. And we start to do that with first allowing bad thoughts to come. And when we entertain any bad thoughts, then we are leaving the door wide open for the enemy to come. And so let's watch it. Let's watch ourselves and not allow any bad thoughts to come in into our hearts. And these bad thoughts of negative thoughts, that maligning somebody, or thinking bad about somebody, judging somebody, all those things are bad thoughts, and the unlawful, all the things that are going against the gospel. We have to try to live according to the gospel. May the Lord help us and to this why he came on this earth, and we're going to celebrate the Christmas, and let's do it in such a way that it will be pleasing to the Lord. Amen.